Welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Tuesday edition of Banner Morning, your weekday rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Jared Morris, host of the Assembly Call, and we're one day away from our next chance to snap the skid. In team news, Archie Miller updated the status of a few players during his radio show last night. Deron Davis won't play on Wednesday as he deals with a lingering ankle injury. There is no current timetable for his return, but Archie is clearly planning on him being back at some point in February. Zach McRoberts is, quote, fighting through some stuff, presumably still with his back. Devontae Green remains in Archie's short-term plans, but we still do not know specifically when he will be back. If his suspension was a three-game suspension, as some have speculated, then he would be eligible to return for the Michigan State game on Saturday. Finally, Race Thompson is back practicing, though he was sick and missed Monday's practice. It sounds like his conditioning is still a ways off, but it does seem like Archie expects him to get playing time at some point. Archie also noted that he and the coaching staff have opened up competition in practice recently. He singled out Jake Forrester for praise for his Monday practice, in addition to Alan Juwan. We will see on Wednesday how that translates to playing time. As we noted in our IU Rutgers preview on this week's edition of Banner Monday, which you can listen to at assemblycall.com, Rutgers is one of the tallest and most rugged teams in the country, so Indiana is likely to need contributions from all of its big guys in this one. In rankings news, unsurprisingly, the Hoosiers' slide in the computer metrics has continued. Indiana is now number 41 in the net rankings, which is quite a drop after spending most of November and December in the top 25. The Hoosiers are number 43 in KenPom, number 35 in Sagarin, and number 57 in Bart Torvik's T-Rank. If you look at the T-Rank results since January 1st, Indiana is 119th overall and their offensive rating is 152nd. That's not surprising given the terrible results of the last seven games, and it shows just how much the Hoosiers must improve to regain a competitive footing in this year's Big Ten Conference. And yet, despite all of the losing, Indiana remains a number 9 seed in the Bracket Matrix composite bracket. A loss at Rutgers, however, probably knocks Indiana out of most, if not all, bracket projections. Somehow, someway, the Hoosiers have to squeeze out a win on Wednesday. And in IU legend news, as reported by Scott Agnes of The Athletic, Victor Oladipo underwent successful surgery yesterday to repair a ruptured quad tendon in his right knee. Victor recorded a video thanking fans for their support, professing his confidence that he'll be back better than ever, and imploring everybody to stay feathery. For the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com, and remember to use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY, for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers!